Welcome to the Space Show, Jeremy.
Thank you.
In that lecture, you mentioned that you'd been working with the Hubble Space Telescope. How did you come involved with that?
Well, it's a long story. It begins 10 years ago, though the Hubble story probably begins 20 years ago. Some of these astronomical projects have quite long lead times. And one of the leading parts of the scientific case for building the Hubble telescope was to measure the rate of expansion of the universe by measuring accurate distances to galaxies. The understanding the expansion rate is simply a matter of comparing galaxy distances with their recession velocities in the expanding universe. And one of the key advantages of the Hubble telescope over telescopes on the ground is its superior resolving power. The Hubble is not larger than ground-based telescopes, and so there are some things which it doesn't do as well as ground-based telescopes, but there are also some things that it does significantly better, and one of those is to resolve distant objects so that you can tell them apart. And so the program of measuring distances to galaxies depends upon resolving galaxies into their component stars, and using the measurements of those stars, in particular variable stars, to determine galaxy distances. And so the Hubble, with 10 times sharper images, at least as specified, than one can obtain on the ground, is able to press the measurement of galaxy distances a factor of 10 further out in space. That program was really delayed by the spherical aberration that the Hubble telescope had built into its primary mirror. But after the first servicing mission for Hubble, which took place in December 1993, the spherical aberration problem was fixed and the resolution of the telescope became what was anticipated for the telescope when it was designed. And since that time, we've been busy measuring galaxy distances, busy in a large international team which contains a number of Australian members. And within 2 or 3 years, we hope to have measured the expansion rate of the universe to an accuracy of 10%.
Was that period of 3 years after the launch of the Hubble before its repair a frustrating time, knowing that you had this instrument, was supposed to do this research, and you sort of had to sort of put it on the back burner for that time?
Yeah, it was certainly really very frustrating, but a number of us decided to take out our frustration by joining the instrument teams that were going to fix the spherical aberration, so I didn't have a lot of time to ponder on the frustration. And we did spend the time usefully by measuring distances to a few of the closer galaxies that were still resolvable with the Hubble in its aberrated state.
So what was the feeling when the first pictures came in from the repaired telescope?
Tremendous relief, I suppose, was the immediate feeling, and a great deal of optimism about what we could now do with the refurbished telescope.
Is it quite exciting looking at pictures coming back from the Hubble and knowing that no one else ever has seen this before?
Well, that's true of all astronomy in a sense. And it's always exciting to see a new result or grasp the makings of a new theory. You have it to yourself for a few instants, I suppose, before you go try these ideas or show these pictures to your colleagues, and the discussion then becomes intense. And that's really the excitement of astronomical research. The story doesn't end there, of course, because all of these things have to be synthesized, and the meeting, for example, that we're having on gravitational lensing in Melbourne this month is a fine example of how you can get the world's astronomers together to try to nut out some of the really difficult problems that are facing us at the present time.
How do you actually access the pictures and data from the Hubble?
Well, everything travels on the internet these days, and so it's possible for us to simply log on to the Space Telescope Science Institute's computers in Baltimore, Maryland. That institute is the ground station, if you like, for Hubble Space Telescope, and we can rapidly transfer images across from STSI to our home institutions, wherever they may be, observatories, universities, wherever members of our team exist.
So in principle, you could log on here from Melbourne?
Absolutely, and it's done all the time.
Well, Jeremy, thank you for joining us tonight on this space show.
You're very welcome.
And I hope that your work there at Mount Stromlo and Siding Spring and with the Hubble proceeds, and we do get to know the Hubble constant much better.
Well, thank you for that.